B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time to bring the heat. And you hit the phone number, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. Andrew finds the best of the best. So let's get right to the business and see what come in over the past 24 hours.
So I'm sitting there after the Eagles lost, and my girlfriend comes up to me. She goes, "Why are you so down? It's not like you play for them. It's not like you, you know, lost any money on the game." And I looked at her, and I couldn't exactly explain why. Being an Eagles fan is just something you feel. And this entire week, I'm going to be miserable. And I can't exactly explain why, because I'll never meet any of these guys. But it's something I was born with. It's something that will always be in me.
Yes. Amen.
I like that.
Amen. Amen. I mean, they're not going to understand. Don't even waste your breath.
Yeah,
right? Like, if they don't understand, and it could be anybody. It could be, you know, any significant other, man or woman. But you're an Eagle fan because there's plenty of women who get it. You're an Eagle fan. You understand it.
Well, because you're never going to be able to convince somebody of the emotional level of it.
No.
That's
the emotional investment.
Yeah.
Which in many ways is more
than the financial.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
If you look at what Andy Reid did here with time management, choking big playoff games, never winning the big game, and then nasty after every game to the media and the fans, with his press conferences, time's yours. Andy, I hope you get blown out someday by Bill Belichick again. Okay?
Wow. The okay guy backing the Patriots this weekend and hoping for a blowout.
He wasn't nasty to people. Come on, man. First of all, he won a lot of games. Yeah, were there time management? Did he lose big games? Yeah, he did, and so did five. So, you know, ultimately, you don't have the Super Bowl if he doesn't draft Nick Foles, and if you don't get Doug Peterson, who came from his tree, there's a lot of his fingerprints all over.
Well, people think that he was nasty to the media, but that was just his way of being so rigid in that forum.
He wasn't nasty.
No, behind the scenes, he was a funny guy,
mm-hmm.
a really nice man. But people,
yeah,
I don't,
like, here's the thing. I'm not saying you got to root for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. To me, you root from the other three teams. Like, why would you root for Belichick? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Why would you root for Sean Payton?
As you say.
You know, you got Belichick, right. and then Sean Payton is the Grinch.
Yeah. Whoville, mayor of Whoville.
And then you get the Rams. Like, why would you want to root for the Rams? L.A., Glitz, Sean McVay.
Yeah, the young coach.
You know,
genius.
Handsome dude. You know, you like, whatever, dude.
I found a quote from, I'm trying to find this quote that you keep talking about. From Popovich on analytics.
I don't know if it's Popovich.
Yeah. I'm trying to dig it up.
I heard it. I struggled with it yesterday. I just know the saying that if you know your team well enough, and you should as a head coach,
they should match it.
That you don't need analytics. In other words, your conclusion should be the same that the numbers come up with.
Well, here's what he said. He goes, "I look at the analytics. Some of it is very worthwhile. Some of it is superfluous. Poppycock."
Yeah.
I love Pop. He's always a great interview, right?
He is. Yeah.
Bit of a bully, but that's all right.
He's not a bully.
He's just a wise ass?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
The new hate the face Eli Manning is going to be Jared Goff. The new Whoville of the Whos is going to be Sean McVay. Our future is going against hate the face Jared Goff with his dumb Eli Manning face and Sean McVay, who looks like freaking mini-me Big Bird. That's who we're going up against.
Goff's not a hate-the-face guy to me.
I don't like Goff.
Like a bubblehead. He seems like kind of like a
He's kind of a hate-the-face for me.
You got a hate-the-face for him already?
Yeah, he's a California.
Yeah, he's like
a Cali bro.
Look up quarterback and he kind of looks the part, right?
Nah, he's got spindly legs.
What, he needs a bigger quad? Maybe a little calf?
To me, look up, you know, Carson's a quarterback.
Yeah, who are the other, like, poster child quarterback? Like, Aikman was that guy out of UCLA.
Yeah.
You know.
Goff's not that guy, but, I mean, seriously, you know, Brady's tall and, you know, mm-hmm. you got to be
Cavalier.
You got to be, you got to have a shoulders.
Stoic.
I mean, Goff's thin.
Yeah, at this point, he's still, he can maybe fill out a little bit.
Got round shoulders and.
Well, Roethlisberger's a big, like, legs. Old school type quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
The big bear back there.
Right.
What's next?
VG, I feel you, bro. Go Pats. I love Andy Reid, but I don't love him more than Carson Wentz. And I don't want none of those young QBs getting in the ring before Carson. Mahomes, Goff, Watson, screw them all. Go Birds.
So you'd rather... So is he saying he'd rather have Breeze win it because he's a sage veteran and he has a ring?
Same Brady. He wants Brady to win it.
Nah, see, I can't...
I'm a big Mahomes fan. I love Mahomes.
He's fun to watch. Dynamic player.
You know, I love it. He's an arm. He's got a whip.
He does have the whip. Not like the Coy Detmer whip.
No.
That's a different kind of whip.
I'm stone rooting Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting Chiefs for numerous reasons.
Yeah, I'm rooting Chiefs as well. I'd like to see Andy get a Super Bowl.
I love like watching the great Mahomes just throw around, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude, you're a baseball player. He's got a great father, you know, he's got a great arm.
Good lineage, right?
Hey, yo. How about T.J. McConnell draining the shot and then slapping dude on the ass?
Yeah,
excited.
Yeah.
Such a that was friendship awesome. It's a better one.
That was awesome. Dario.
Can we play the music?
Go ahead.
Do you have the Dario music? Who was it again? Marauder?
Giorgio Marauder, yeah.
Giorgio, that sounds like a cologne. Now, did you have this music in your head last night as you saw Dario take the floor?
Yeah, I did.
And you're just thinking,
God. I'm thinking he would be a perfect fit.
Can we slap a Sixer jersey back on Dario?
I think he would be a perfect fit to get him back.
He's wearing the number 36, too. I didn't like that.
That don't look right.
It's a weird number.
36 is a terrible number.
It's not a good basketball number.
It's a bad number. You know, anything over 30, I think George McGinnis was 30.
You don't like anything in that sport in particular. You don't like anything over 30. You like the single digit in hoops? The single digit in hoops is probably the best. That carries the single digit.
There's only one number in basketball.
Six?
23.
Oh, okay. You worship at the altar of MJ.
Oh, you got like six?
I love six. Doc was six.
Yeah.
Big six.
Figures. Well, Cheeks was about 32?
10.
Oh, that's right.
Billy Cunningham sagging in a raft is 32.
And Charles was 34?
34.
And Charles wore a different number 1 year.
34 is a good number for... a thick power forward. Like, if you're going to be a power forward, but a thick power forward,
like Kevin Willis?
In the 30s and 40s.
Like Kevin Willis in his Hawks days?
He was 41.
Yeah. Well, Mahorn was 44, right?
Pump and bump.
Yep. What's next?
Question, fellas. What had you more despondent? When the Eagles lost on Sunday, or when Carson Wentz got injured last season against the Rams?
What was more despondent?
Well, when Carson went down, because at that point, I thought everything was dashed. But, you know, I'm pretty down, man. The season's over. I'm bummed. Like, this is finality.
Yeah, we're in day three of the morning stage.
You know, I mean, this is going to last.
It's really going to hit you hard on Sunday, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's when it's going to hit you in the gut.
Even then, I don't even know what day it was today.
Yeah, now maybe if Al...
I said good morning today. I was like, happy... I don't even know what day it is. Tuesday?
You said happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, if Alshon's at a Sixers game on Sunday, does he get the cheers because Eagle fans are going, we should have been playing today?
Yes.
Maybe that's a different story.
Yeah.
He got the cheers last night.
Yes.
But maybe on Sunday he wouldn't get them because you're going, man, 6-4, or I guess that game's at, what, 3-something?
Yeah, yeah.
The NFC game. You're going, oh, man, we should have been priming up for a game.
Correct.
Ugh. It's a loss.
Huge loss.
Excuse me? I know I didn't just hear Anthony say, I'm in on that, in reference to the Sixers game on Saturday, implying that he wouldn't be in on certain Sixers games?
Well, we were talking about
For clarification, in case other people thought this way yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about how there was nothing to do this weekend because there's no football, no leading into the football. And I said, there's a Sixers game Saturday. You said, yeah, I'm in on that. He thought you were, like, only watching that Sixers game because it's Saturday at 3:30.
And there's no football across the board because there's no
NFL. The guy
NFL.
Was just confused. No, we were just talking about what's going on.
It's the OKC game.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I watch every game.
Yeah. You'll be strapped in tomorrow night at
I'm
7.
I'm a loser. I watch all those games.
Well, you're a sportsman. The Indiana game tomorrow night, Saturday, OKC. Monday, next Monday, the Houston Rockets.
The OK guy needs to do an OKC rant.
An OKC.
Okay.
OKC. Yeah.
I want to hear him do that.
I woke up super depressed today. I'm sick. Eagles lost. I'm sick to my stomach. John Middleton, Matt Klentak, please lift the city up today or tomorrow or this week. Lift Philadelphia up.
Yes.
See, I saw a lot, and Andrew mentioned it. We saw a lot of that after the Eagles lost. Okay, Phillies, you're up. Bail us out here. Save the weekend. Announce the Harper signing.
You know, the problem is that I know the Phillies would love it.
They're waiting on him.
Yeah.
75 days waiting. Harper Machado available. Waiting. All these other guys.
The free agency is held hostage.
It is right now. Those two are holding it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing about it, the biggest name to go is Corbin.
And the Phillies were in.
That's because he's a pitcher.
But then he ends up with the Nats.
Yeah, but those guys are going to set the market for position players.
Yeah. And it's going to determine where other players go because it depends who misses out. What's the first shoe to drop? Is it Machado or is it Harper?
I think it's going to be Machado.
You do?
And then I think Philly sign Harper.
So Machado ends up elsewhere. But if the Phillies sign Harper, then maybe Machado is still in play. Because John Middleton goes, this is what we paid Harper. Let me look at my spreadsheet here. I can throw him $200 million over 8 years. Manny, you interested? I'm in, brother. Boom. Harper Machado on opening day.
Be outrageous.
26,000 people at the ballpark.
Be outrageous.
Sold out opening day.
It would have to be sold out.
Opening day, sir.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, like...
In perpetuity?
Yeah, I would think.
You think? I don't know, man.
I asked the question earlier.
You've been pondering it, and so have I. I'm not sure.
They'll sell out. Opening day?
Opening day they will, yeah.
No, I'm talking about
a Tuesday
You know
June.
What's going to happen? They'll sell out the first week, and then when it's too cold, nobody's going to want to go back. But then once it's like middle of May, that's when the sellouts
could
start
be exciting,
happening.
Though, man. Look at this. Phillies baseball. Machado.
Five game lead over the Braves in the NL East.
Harper. Bryce. Now batting for the Phillies. Bryce.
Wonder what his walk-up
Harper.
Music will be. You got to come up with a walk-up song for him. I don't know what he used in Washington.
Mm. Hey, Andrew and Jason, I'm 100% serious here. I was once at a thing where a psychiatrist or psychologist was talking, and they mentioned that if you know somebody that can go outside when it's like 0 degrees out and they're comfortable wearing like t-shirt and shorts, good chance they're schizophrenic. So if you guys are hearing voices all these years, I suggest you check yourself before you wreck yourself.
All right. Well.
Wow. Do you hear voices?
No. I'd like to think that I'm have all my... faculties
Did
in order.
Did you do that today again? You went out in your t-shirt?
Of course, every morning.
So you walk out with just a t-shirt on.
And yeah, like jeans or pants or sweatpants, whatever I'm wearing, yeah. Before I go back in and put the sweatshirt and the jacket on for the day.
How long are you out for?
10 minutes.
You just take a walk?
Yeah, just stroll around with the dog, let her take care of business. Yeah, especially on a day like today because I got a Flyers game tonight. So I'm not going to be home till late. And the old lady seems to have an aversion to when the dog has to do number two. For some reason, she can't have the dog do number two, which I think is baloney, because she doesn't want to pick it up. So,
dog's more comfortable with you.
You're the poop whisperer.
Yeah, I'm the poopsman. Right? Got to pick it up, but to put the hand in the bag. Got a little disposable doggy bags.
Yeah,
yeah,
picked
sucks.
Up my share. Yeah,
yeah, nothing fun about it.
Anthony, it's Howie. Howie Roseman. Our season's ended, but mine is just begun. And you know, I'm gonna fill them holes. And you know why I am. Come again!
You can't play that music for a Howie impersonation.
It was awesome. It was great.
No,
yes.
Oh, you can't do
that's
that.
That's why he did it.
He's bastardizing
hyperbole.
It. Yeah, he's bastardizing
Anthony. It's Howie. Howie Roseman.
violation.
Oh, it's not? It's, yeah. What is, he's meant to do that.
I can't see Howie on the planes.
That's why he did it like
I
that.
I know. It's no good, though.
That's why
I think it's
great.
A swing and a miss.
He does everything like Nick Foles of the Revenant.
Yeah. I think you got. I think you ought to have more reverence for the Revenant.
There's Joe Embiid in the Revenant. As the Revenant.
Speaking of which, can you explain something to me? Can you explain this tweet
Trust
to me?
The process. Yes.
Before we get to that, I got to read you this tweet, and I want you to explain it to me. That was Bring the Heat, and it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Now, Embiid last night after the game tweeted this out with a picture of himself with his arms up, like pumping up the crowd. He says, it was an honor to be part of the third stringers and get a win against real NBA starters. Hashtag the process. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. Honor to be a part of the third stringers?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's referring
like
to.
Talking about who he's playing with at times. I mean,
he played in the fourth quarter when they were already
I mean, they emptied the bench last night, so maybe that's what he's talking about.
Well, that's what I guess. I mean, it was in third. Like, he played. Because I remember looking up going, why is Joe out there?
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
So, again, we were upstairs. We went we're watching against Cadillac Grill, and he goes, I'm looking at him going, why is he still in the game? Like, you make a big deal about restrictions and minutes and rest the game.
Remember, he was gassed for a while earlier?
And you got him in a game there? And I'm thinking that's what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. I saw that and it just stuck out to me, so I screenshotted it last night. I'm just going, I wonder what he's trying to say there. Because I see, like, the tweet, and I see, you know, there's 60,000 likes on the tweet and 11,000 retweets. And I'm going,
playing,
I don't know what he was saying. Okay.
That's it.
Well, I mean, they did empty the bench in the game last night. I mean, everybody got in.
Did you see what Teague said after the game?
No.
He said this was no game. He was talking about how it was like a battle because Joel Embiid wanted to prove everybody wrong about the Karl Anthony Towns talk. Jimmy Butler was coming against his old team.
Jimmy was waiting for this game.
Oh, he was efficient last night, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
Was he 8 for 10 last night?
That's what he came in there with going, we're going to shred those guys.
Oh, after the game ended, they panned over the camera to Jimmy Butler. I watched some of the highlights this morning, and he just had this smug smile on his face. It was great.
That feels good. You stick it right in her ear.
Remember what he went through there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, you know,
it's
that.
It's like wasting away.
Well,
and
first
all the
of
drama.
All. Yeah, and he's like, basically said these guys can't win.
Mm-hmm. He was honest.
The best is you can't win without me.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the owner gets involved. No, he's awesome.
And then they put up 149 last night. It was 149 to 107. How about this real quick? Where has defense gone in the NBA? I want to read you a couple of games last night. The Pacers beat the Suns 131-97. The Sixers won 149-107. The Hawks put up a 142 to 126 over the Thunder. The Bucks put up 124 points to 86 for the Heat.
Might do that all the time, Milwaukee.
Yeah. The Warriors, 142-111. See their first quarter, by the way?
53.
Oh, my goodness.
They have 53 in the first quarter.
And then the Lakers, 107-100 over the Bulls.
But yeah, well, it's a couple things. One, they shoot a lot more threes now, and there's a lot more fast break. You know, you look at it, nobody runs clock in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
You used to run clock. You used to have teams that would run clock. You're not running clock.
All right, Tyrone just texted me in regards to that tweet from Embiid, and he said, it's from the practice in Minnesota where Butler beat the starters on the team, and his teammates were the third string guys when he wanted out. That's a little subtle shot by Joe.
It's what is it? Good job, Ty. What is it?
Yeah, it's from the Jimmy played the starters. He was with the third stringers, and he played the starters.
Right.
He was still in Minnesota, and he beat the starters
with
the third string guys.
Man, yeah. Joe goes deep, man. It's amazing.
He said
his social media game's ridiculous. He goes deep.
Yeah. Well. Gabe Bassin, our buddy Gabe, texts and goes, it's in reference to the interview he did on J.J. Redick's podcast where he played with the Wolves third stringers in practice and beat the starters, and Jimmy dominated in that game in the inner squad.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That's the number.
That's awesome.
1 open line if you want to grab it. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're back after this. But I got to tell you that our Midday Show takeover brought to you by Andy's Diner and Pub. 3 locations and online at andysdinerandpub.com.
All right. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? Got the conference championship games. Sunday, that Sunday night game is going to be ridiculous. 6 degrees, maybe even minus, in the minus. Belichick versus Reed. Who you like? Well, guess what? The all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can figure you get a lot of action there. All your prop bets and whether or not just the spreads and the over-under and the player props, but you get the live bets as well. DraftKings Sportsbook has it all. The special odds boosts on some of the most popular sporting events every day. And then obviously the other game. What's the over-under for the Saints and the Rams? That's going to be a lot. With over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. DraftKings based right here in the United States, not offshore. So, you know, your funds are safe and secure. And listen, they got this special playoff bonus going on. New users get the first bet matched up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code Fanatic and sign up. DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code Fanatic when you sign up, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, welcome back. By the way, thanks for everybody checking in and giving us the down low on all the and the third stringers. I didn't know. I don't pay attention to the to those things. Like there's a sub. And God bless you guys, man. Because maybe I need to do more of that. I'm just not as interested. I don't go as deep with the social media stuff and the, you know, all the drama. Joe's terrific at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I got to listen to the J.J. Redick podcast. I haven't done it. I heard it's good.
Yeah, I heard it's very good.
But I haven't done it. And thanks for those who understood it. I didn't know it.
Yeah, the players will open up more, like, on J.J. Redick's podcast because he's, you know, he's a guy that plays in the league. So it's a different approach to an interview, and it's a camaraderie that they automatically have because, you know, they play both in the NBA.
Sure.
So it's really interesting, so I'll have to check it out as well. We still have a pair of tickets to see Temple battle Penn this Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Lea Cora Center. Dollar Dog Night at the game. For tickets, visit owlstix.com. We'll continue to put people in the mix to score those tickets, Anthony. And we got to check our poll question again because it's getting very close to closing on at 975 middays, and it's brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's how it reads. It's now day 75 of and neither Bryce Harper or Manny Machado have signed with a new team. We know about the pace of play, amount of games, dramatic use of the shift, and much more areas in baseball that are debated for change in the league. So we ask you, is Major League Baseball in need of drastic changes? Right now, 44% of the people that have responded, close to 3,000 votes, have said, yes, drastic changes are needed. 41% say need changes, but not drastic. And 15% are saying, no, stop, baseball is fine as is. Now, I referenced earlier a player that mentioned that he would take less money to play if he said baseball, they play too many games. It was Anthony Rizzo. And he said, Cubs first baseman said, I think we play too much baseball. Yes, guys are going to take pay cuts, but we playing this game for the money or do we love this game?
Yeah, I heard it.
So
he's sharp, dude.
Yeah, he said, I know it's both, but in the long run, it will make everything better, alluding to make the game better. Because once you start taking money from guys, that's where it's going to get a little bit more dicey, though. So, he was one player that mentioned that. I don't recall other players mentioning that, but that doesn't have to be part of the equation with what you said. If you expand the playoff format and then you make it a revenue share with all the playoff money, that could offset the cost of losing 40 regular season games if you lopped off 25%.
Yes.
So there's a way around it. The other part of the equation, though, is that for these television stations, that is content. So if not baseball in there is content, you have to pay for content. So that's another part of the equation. when it comes to not only the players getting paid, but network as well.
Yeah, but again, here's the thing, though. I don't know. If you lopped off certain amount of games, can you make it up? Because I think they split the national, they have to split the Fox national contract. And
yeah, that's Rev
Turner, right? Mm-hmm. So you split that. Does that overcome the loss of games from the local media market?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure not the Yankees, but, you know, I don't know. What about the Rockies? I don't know.
Yeah, or Milwaukee or Houston.
It depends on the deal. I mean, if you're going to add a whole tier of playoffs, I know Fox and Turner would love it. So you're going to generate a lot of revenue.
I mean, it could benefit a team like Pittsburgh, who seem like they're out of it. They develop good players and then they have to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to John in Glassboro on the Fanatic. How you doing, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, Johnny?
Good to talk to both of you. I'm in a state of depression, I got to tell you. I think I would have rather just got beat straight up than have to lose on a mistake. But I do, you know, I've been a consistent Nick Foles since we drafted him, since the 27-2, since leaving the field with the lead against Breeze the first time, Super Bowl. You look at his pedigree, I think half the people in the town, I'd be just as happy, and I know it's not going to happen, who knows. I'd be just as happy with a 5-6 year future with Nick Foles and everything we can get. And if Carson is the more valuable player for rental league, if they view him as like, don't turn any NFC, take him to the AFC, but I'd be happy to move on with Nick. I got to tell you, because if he wins that game, if he makes that catch, the guy's clutch. He's done it for us. He has done it and done it.
But we seem to like to forget about the interception, though, too, John, when they had all the momentum in the world. Nick had a hand in it.
He's still against Drew Brees. He's going for the winning score again. He pulled this season.
Still only 14 points that they scored. They would have scored 21 had they gotten that drive. And I know what you're saying.
Brees scored 20, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I just can't see how the guy can do all that, and we're going to watch him go somewhere. I love Carson, too. I love both of them. I just think if the two of them, who has the higher value on the open market? If he could bring you, somebody throw the kitchen sink at you for him.
Right.
I'm just as happy over the next 5 or 6 years to watch what Nick can do. That's just me, man. And I'd like to
listen. There's a lot of people who think like you do, Johnny. A lot of people think that.
That's the equation.
It's not going to happen. So you got to get used to it. But there are people, I think, out there that feel the same way,
including Brett Favre. Do you see this? Brett Favre weighed in on this subject and went against his old coach or his old teammate in Doug Peterson. Here's the quote, Anthony. Brett Favre talking about the situation with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. He said, no disrespect at all to Carson Wentz. I think he's already proven he's a great quarterback. Totally different than Nick Foles. Nick Foles, to me, is more of a Brady-esque type quarterback. Limited in what he can do, but very, very good in what he does. He's a pure pocket passer and great at dishing out, and he's proven that he's clutch. He did it this past week. He did it last year. He's done it time and time again, and he's proven that he can win big games. That, I think, is what we have to look at, or the Eagles or anyone in a similar situation. It's about winning. It's about being clutch, doing really what you expect your players to do, and he does it as well as anyone. Brett Favre.
Wow.
On Nick Foles. High praise indeed. Brady-esque.
Wow.
A little far for me.
Yeah. All right.
You're conflicted because you love Favre.
Yeah. You know, I always thought Wentz was close to Favre, but.
In makeup?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kindred spirits.
By the way, Jalen Hurts, your former Alabama quarterback, former now.
Yeah.
Going to Oklahoma.
Really?
Isn't it crazy? Like, these quarterbacks. Right, with all these quarterbacks now, it's like pro teams. He's a free agent because he lost the job to Tua.
Tua, yeah.
And then when Murray goes to the draft, now it's like, well, all right, and Jalen Hurts goes to Oklahoma.
Well, what if Murray decides to pull out of the draft because he has like 7 days after he declared to do that? He pulls out and goes, and then Hurts is going, all right, I'll go to Penn State.
Right. Wild. And it's like, they're like teams.
The original starter at Notre Dame this year, he's transferring too because he lost his job.
Yeah.
So that's now two quarterbacks in a week.
It's insane.
They have all the power.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The way these coaches leave in college football, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Oh, I'm not complaining. It's just amazing that all of a sudden people are transferring left and right.
You lose the job, you lose the job. So they shouldn't have to be a backup or hurts their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurts their chances to earn it as a living. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, Dom? Oh, he just hung up.
Oh, Tasty Cake.
No Dom today. Well, we'll see if he checks back in. Let's go to Jordan in Denver on the Fanatic. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to check in about the whole, you know, Alshon ovation and stuff like that. Number one, I think if it's pretty much anybody else who drops that pass, maybe even Zach Ertz, that doesn't happen. But because Alshon's done so much for this team and been the guy for so long, I think that's why people wanted to show that, you know, he makes that catch 99 times out of 100. So, you know, though it ended the season, essentially, it's still, we still have his back and we still love him and we appreciate everything he's done for us. And, you know, I don't think that makes this fan base weak or soft. I think it's important, the way Ant was saying about empathy, to have that. And with this Eagles team is based on love for one another, brotherly love.
Yeah.
And I think it's the right thing to do to come around to that as a fan base, embrace that and you know, show it back to our guys because they go to war for us.
You're right. Yeah, I think you're dead right. I think you're right on.
So you don't think it was out of line in any way, shape, or form?
Out of line. How could it be out of line?
Well,
it's not like my body out of line.
Well, maybe not out of line, but it was a bit of an overcompensation.
No,
I really don't, especially because of the way he owned it, you know? I mean, he was beaten on himself
more than
anybody else would have.
Jordan, are we absolute cretins?
Right, and that's my point. You know, I've known this fan base, and maybe because I'm younger, I've watched my dad and his generation be, you know, very, very fickle when it comes to these teams, you know? They make one mistake and they turn on them.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get into this tomorrow. It's Jordan, great call. He said
fickle.
It. The fathers, they were like, they go, oh, yeah, I'm out.
He's a bum.
Right. Yep. That's it.
That's the word that they used to use.
It's true.
Yep. It was Keith Byers can't run. He's a bum.
Right. They bail. Mm-hmm.
Quick. But all the years of losing were the reason.
The son is
evolved.
More evolved.
And the son.
So that bodes well. For the future,
or the son was brought up
in a,
or the son was brought up in a participation trophy world.
No,
it's a different world now.
I don't know.
Different climate.
Well, let's talk about it because I think I know what side you're on.
Well, we'll debate it. It's something for tomorrow.
It's like Andrew and his dad.
I cannot have Sixers conversations with my father without getting angry. So, like, I basically said, "Hey, Dad, no more Sixers talk between you and I."
Like at the Thanksgiving.
I love you too much.
So no longer is it politics between the father and the son.
It's now sports, too.
It's now sports.
Because he is a generational gap.
He was way against the process and still believes that it's a failure. And still believes that Simmons can't shoot and he's not a point guard. I'm like, Dad, I can't do these conversations with
him. He doesn't believe in positionless basketball.
He's not a point guard?
No.
You know what's amazing about the
I love my old man.
You know what's amazing about the Ben is not a point guard crowd? Okay, so if you tell me he's not a point guard, what position does he play? Because nowadays in the NBA, if you're a four, you're a stretch four.
And you're hitting threes.
Right?
Yep.
And he can't shoot threes. So who you tell me is? Jahlil Okafor?
Ugh.
Right? That's what you're saying. If you're saying Ben Simmons isn't a point guard, where are you going to play him at, Holmes?
Midday Show's back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pull your head out of your ass!
Let's get back to the phones before we get to Mikey Miss on a General Knowledge Wednesday at the top of the hour. He called back. Tasty Cake Dom. What's going on, Dom?
Yeah, I really wanted to get in today. Hey, Tasty Cake! How you doing?
What's up, Mr. Crippet?
Well, you know, you and I have been doing this long time together.
Yes.
And, you know, I love the premise of the show. I love listening. I've been listening to you, right, 18 years. The show premise of the show is folks get to call in and give their sports opinions. That's the show. And I listen to it every day. But I got to tell you, Ant, the last, like this guy that called in, Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach. He's not a good coach.
Yes.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Now, if he wins this game, that's a lock. But I think he gets in no matter what. Win or lose, Andy Reid's a Hall of Fame coach. And a guy's got a right to call in and trash about that, but I don't understand it, Ant.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it goes back to...
petty.
You know, butterscotch or jelly. I'm saying, right? I mean, basically, that's what it comes down to.
More infuriating to me, and these guys haven't been calling lately. I don't know where they're at. They disappeared to Yankees and these guys.
Oh, he banned them.
When you guys went on your holiday, and Devon and Andrew, and Andrew's awesome. Andrew's there. There were trade Ben Simmons calls coming out of the woodwork, Ant. It was like, you know, you talk. I was crushing crimpets in my bare hands because, you know, I mean, if you can't see what this guy is, you know, you don't want to call him a point guard. When he's on the floor, Ant, the last 15 games, he's been special. He's been special.
How about 22 boards? Like, you know, I mean, come on. The guy does everything.
Special. So you can call him whatever the heck you want.
But he's a point guard. I mean, he's a point guard who doesn't shoot. Right. He's a great distributor.
He's the best passer I've ever seen. And, oh, by the way, Ant, you mentioned 30s. There were some pretty good 32s that played basketball.
Magic.
Yeah, I mentioned Billy C. Magic, yeah. 33 so, Bird. By the way, your man the Ace Man says hello.
I love Ace. Well, ask Ace. Ask Ace if he wants to trade Ben Simmons. Because Ace loves the point guard, right, Ant?
Yes, he's a point guard man. He's an
aficionado?
Yes, he is.
Thanks, Dom. Ben Simmons' numbers this season through 43 games that he's played. He's averaging 16.6, 9.4 rebounds, and 8.2 assists on the season.
Averaging 8.2 assists is absurd. It's great. It's
in his second year.
Yeah, no, come on. Like, that's why I don't understand why you... I don't get all the Ben hate. I don't get it a little bit. Let him just develop and be the star that he's going to be. Yeah. And he's going to be a star. You just got to wait for it.
Yeah, but to your point earlier, is everybody's out of patience in the world today. They want everything to be a finished product immediately.
Yeah.
That's the lack of patience society that we live in. So we think that because a guy is what he is right now, and Ben's only, what, 21 years old, 22 now, that's what he's going to be for his career. He's not going to grow. Even though when LeBron came in the league, he grew. Kobe, it took a while for Kobe to grow into the killer he was. Yeah. I mean, you're playing with men, too, and you got some of these guys don't even have their... Now, Simmons has a man body already. He's going to develop a stronger frame, but there's a lot of guys that come in and they don't have that body yet to be able to handle the rigors of that season.
Ben got to the rim whenever he wanted to last night.
Dude, because he's such a difficult guard. He's so big. He's going to... I don't understand why you give the kid no room to grow. You got to allow him to grow. That includes with taking the shot, with maturing, with understanding angles to the rim. Instead of sometimes he'll fade away, he'll attack more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that that's going to come.
Yeah,
he's a man. Great players in this league happen when they become men. All right, yep. Here's Jimmy Butler. Well, Jimmy Butler ascended to like now he's the alpha male.
Tim McManus joins Mikey Misnex on a General Knowledge Wednesday, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries.
Do more Gabe tomorrow?
And conditions, it's possible. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss, he's got you next, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.